forecast for the Macon and Kirksville area. Today, sunny, high near 60, southwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, low in the mid-30s, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny, high 65 to 70, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low in the lower 40s. Extended forecast, Thursday, increasing cloudiness, high near 70. Friday, becoming cloudy, low in the upper 40s and high in the lower 70s. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the upper 40s and high near 70. Sunday, mostly cloudy, low in the upper 40s and high in the mid 60s. At 9 a.m. at Kirksville Regional Airport, skies were sunny. The temperature was 39, the dew point 32 and the relative humidity 76%. The wind was south at 6 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 35. The pressure was 30.36 inches and rising. Elsewhere in central and eastern Missouri it was sunny. It was 42 at Sedalia, 38 at Columbia, 35 at Jefferson City, and 45 at St. Louis. In northwest Missouri it was sunny, and temperatures were between 37 and 42 degrees. In southern Iowa and western Illinois it was sunny, and temperatures were between 38 and 42 degrees. Once again at 9 a.m. at Kirksville, skies were sunny, with a temperature of 39. The Kirksville climate summary for yesterday, 9 October 2000. Yesterday's high temperature of 55 degrees occurred at 3:26 p.m. Yesterday's low temperature of 25 degrees occurred at 6:01 a.m. The mean temperature was 40 degrees. No precipitation fell yesterday, which leaves the monthly total at 1.21 inches. The total precipitation for the year still stands at 21.70 inches. There were 25 heating degree days yesterday. This brings the monthly total to 135. The seasonal total is 234. There were no cooling degree days yesterday. This leaves the monthly total at 10. The seasonal total is 122. The highest wind gust observed was 16 miles an hour from the west. Sunrise today is at 7:15 a.m. and sunset is at 6:38 p.m. The Kirksville climate summary as of 7 a.m., 10 October 2000. So far today the low temperature has been 30 degrees. No precipitation has fallen. The National Weather Service can activate weather radios for severe weather watches and warnings for specific counties that you would choose. New weather radios with the specific area message encoder can be programmed to activate an alert for counties you select within the broadcast area. For additional information, contact your local weather service office or go to www.nws.noaa.gov/NWR. Weather radios can be purchased where electronics are sold and from several sources on the internet. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WXM39 in La Plata, Lovelake, Missouri, operating on a frequency of 162.525 MHz. The broadcast originates from the National Weather Service Office, located in Pleasantville, Missouri. For the fourth night in a row, record cold has made it feel more like winter than fall over northwest Missouri and eastern Kansas. Once again, clear skies and light winds have allowed temperatures to fall to record levels in St. Joseph and Kansas City. At 4:30 a.m., Rosecrans Airport in St. Joseph reported a low of 25 degrees. This broke the mark of 28 set in 1964. The temperature at the International Airport in Kansas City dropped as low as 32 degrees. This tied the record set in 1990. The official record for this morning may end up even colder, because temperatures may drop another few degrees before sunrise. The Canadian high pressure responsible for the record cold will move into the Tennessee Valley today, allowing warmer air to slowly return to the Great Plains. Temperatures will increase about 5 degrees each day through Friday. Moisture will gradually return to the region as well. The chance of rain is in the forecast for the weekend.